Janai Thornton is in the house. She's our financial specialist. What's going on, Janai?
Happy, happy, happy Money Monday to you today.
Man, I'm so happy. Literally was just in a meeting. An interview with Rashawn, Steve Harvey's camp.
Right.
And he was like, "What you doing on Mondays, man, with Janai Thornton?" You know, he kind of old school with it. Love him to life, though. And I said, "Man, you know what? She's doing an amazing job." So we're growing. Testimonies are coming in.
Yes.
I honor and appreciate you.
Well, happy to be here and happy to serve. And I get the calls and the emails and people reaching out to me on social media all the time. The lives are being changed for real.
Indeed. Shout out to you. So let's do this. In the news, there's a lot going on. Everything from Equifax security breach.
Yes.
To Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Harvey.
Yes.
First and foremost, I want to talk about this security breach before we get to the hurricane.
Okay.
Because you were affected by it personally.
Absolutely. I have. I can't believe it, but I was one of the victims of this breach. Mm. And so this actually is the largest breach of Social Security numbers in U.S. history.
Wow.
So I don't want people to take this lightly, like it does not impact them. There's over 143 million people who have been impacted.
Total. I think I need to go check.
We all need to go check. So these are Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers. This is very serious. It's very serious.
So what exactly happened?
So someone, don't know,
right,
was able to get into their system. But the crazy part is this breach happened back in July.
On my birthday, July 29th.
On your birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It happened back in July. But look at how long it took them to tell the world about what happened, though.
6 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. So that's part of the issue, too.
Right.
They were trying to get a handle, but think about what potentially could have happened during that period of time since someone has access to 143 million people's information from that time. So this is what I want people to do. You ready for me to tell people
I'm
where
ready.
To go to
Let's
check?
Go for it.
Okay. So
Let me know.
I want you to go to EquifaxSecurity2017.com.
Say it one more time.
Equifax
Security
2017.com. Now, when you log on, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you're going to click on, it says potential impact.
Potential impact.
Yeah, click on that, and you're going to need to put in your last name and the last six digits of your Social Security number.
I'm going to put my Social Security number back in now.
Like, you think I'm giving you my Social Security number again? Must be crazy. You're getting the last six, and that's it.
The last six, and that's it. But that will let you know if you're potentially on this impact list or not.
Okay. So what happens if you find out you're on the list?
Okay. So this is what I want people to do, whether you're on the list or not on the list.
Okay.
This is the perfect time for all of us to put a freeze on our credit reports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's good because what will happen is we get to control when our credit report is unfrozen or thawed. Because if you're applying for a new car or a credit card, Willie, you'll know that is you.
Right.
Yeah. And so then you'll have the opportunity to put in your PIN number and thaw or unfreeze your credit report. So that will keep other people from being able to access your credit, open up new accounts, or do anything on your behalf.
Man, that's good stuff. Family, if you're just not tuning in, Janai Thornton is in the house. We're talking about all the things that were in the news, and what she's referring to is the Equifax security breach, where she was personally affected by this breach.
So we all checked, right? And everybody in this room has said we may be impacted, but how do you know for sure, Janai? Like, how did you know you were really impacted?
So I don't think there's a way for any of us to know for sure, for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But the thing is, who wants to take the risk and not do anything?
Okay.
And so that's why I'm suggesting, please go ahead on, go to EquifaxSecurity2017.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, click on that potential impact page.
Yeah.
You just need to go ahead and put a freeze on your credit report because there's no harm in doing it whether you're part of this breach or not.
Indeed. And so how do you put a freeze on your credit?
Okay, so you're actually going to have to go to each credit reporting agency separately. That's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Okay.
In the search field, you can put credit freeze.
Okay.
So depending upon the state that you live in, it might cost you $3 to put the freeze on your credit report.
Okay.
And you're going to have a PIN number. So that means anytime that you want to apply for something, new car loan, new credit card, whatever it is, you're going to have to unfreeze your credit.
With that PIN number.
With that PIN number.
How long do you freeze?
So
until
the
you
free
need
you
something
just,
on credit
until you just need something.
So you just keep it frozen.
You just keep it frozen, and so this way it'll keep other. Why is he singing over here?
It's frozen.
When you said frozen, man, I had kids. Sorry about that.
Little segue to frozen. Yeah. But this is a great way to protect your credit. All this identity theft, and you know, this is the time of year when identity theft is going up anyway. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is a perfect time to put the freeze. It can be $3, but listen, I want you to do it when you have some time, because it's going to take you probably about, I'd say about 10 to 15 minutes per credit reporting agency. So if you're doing it real quick in the car, got to go pick up the kids, do it when you have time and you can be focused, because I don't want you to be frustrated and not finish it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So please do that. Second thing that I want you to do, I want you to go to Credit Karma and I want you to sign up for their free credit monitoring. So the keyword there was free. I don't want you to pay for it for anybody. I don't care what credit reporting agency offers it, because they all offer them. Credit Karma, you can have free credit monitoring. So go to creditkarma.com for that.
Do you all have notes? That's all I'm asking.
You're listening to me right now.
I got the notes, but I want to say that as we were looking it up, something says enroll after you find out if you're impacted.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. So now what happens is on the Equifax site, there's going to be something that comes up. It's called the Equifax Trusted ID Premier Program. You can skip that. So what happened, there was a little shadiness going on with that initially, because what was happening, people were thinking you could potentially be giving up your rights to be a part of a class action lawsuit if in fact you were impacted by this breach. So you can skip that. You can cover this by the credit freeze and the free credit monitoring through Credit Karma. That's all you need to do right now.
I just want to apologize to anybody that stole my, you know, my ID.
So
for all the declines you're getting, I'm gonna.
That big man, the producer.
So I'm sorry, it's not gonna work for you, bro.
So just in review,
yeah.
If you're just not tuning in, Equifax had a security breach where 143 million people were affected. What Janai Thornton, our financial specialist, is telling us to do is to log on to, name the website once again.
Equifax Security 2017.
As you put it into your search engine, it actually pops up. You'll go there, and then you'll go to the bottom of the page, and it says...
Click on the potential impact button.
Okay, potential impact button.
Yes.
You'll put in your last name and the last six digits of your social security number.
Correct.
And then it'll show you that you possibly have been affected.
Do not enroll.
Now, keep in mind, what did we say, Med? It's about 57-58% of the U.S. population, adult population, has been impacted by this. So don't think it doesn't relate to you. Because remember, this does not impact anybody 18 or under.
Right.
Take all them kids, they're not in this equation. Okay. So almost 60% of the adult population has been impacted by this breach.
Yeah, you should have seen everybody in the station when you went in. It was like, you have possibly been affected. It was like, oh my God, me too. Yeah. So Mom, listen, as you sit there and you may be a little nervous, what I want you to do is take a breath, right? And I want you to maybe get your daughter, or maybe get your son, or maybe a granddaughter or a grandson, and let them help you through that thing. As long as you have the information, we'll make sure that you get it. They'll make sure that you get it. Janai, if you could, I would love for you to post this on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Talk a little bit tonight during your Facebook Live about
doing it. We're going to talk about this on Facebook Live tonight. If you have any questions, please let me know. But again, EquifaxSecurity2017.com.